Hello and welcome. This is Rob from theclarkcard.com, theclarkcard.shop. Theclarkcard 11 on YouTube. I got another platform, it's called TikTok. So anyways, gathering my thoughts. Getting pretty hot out here. What's today? Today's July 23rd, 2021, and now I'm trying to back up out of this parking lot in hopes that somebody will move so I can get out of here. It's taking me some time, but I am waiting on waiting patiently. Dang, man. That's some crazy stuff. I might just have to back up. Okay, let's see. I might have to just back up. It looks good. Okay, slow start. Slow start, but we got started. Sometimes you get these slow starts. It's kind of like how it is when you're an artist. We are on another journey. We are on the art journey. So today I'm going to do some networking and just talking with people about just what they think of my websites and what they think of my artwork. Working on a Heath Ledger painting, sketch, pencil. Gotta get some oil changes and tires rotated and bills paid. So I am on that journey. Gosh, I'm just looking forward to seeing what the next couple months will yield. First of all, thanks for all of the support and listeners. I got two new listeners, so that's really awesome. It's really cool. And I'm excited because by you being a listener, you can get all the great value and things that I plan on giving them. Basically attempting to get my artwork to sell and do well. And like I said, I'm running an experiment to see, you know, whatever I could create in 30 minutes, I'm gonna just try to sell that and go from there. It's like a 30-minute challenge. And if I can begin to sell the stuff, you know, that's great, but it won't take that much time out of my day to make something that might sell. If they sell regularly, that's how much I made, you know, per hour about, but obviously you gotta list the stuff for sale too. That takes time. So all in all, it's exciting because I get to try to see how good artwork I can put out there. For the time that I have, time being, one moment. Yeah. noticing on Instagram, just, you know, how different things are for different people. You know, you go on Instagram and you look at it, and it's like, how does this person post only 50 posts and got like 30,000 followers? You'd be wondering, like, and I analyze it all and I just, you know, realize something special is happening behind the scenes. On the interstate, so I'm kind of like, kind of quiet. So, how do you, today's topic, I know it took me forever, don't get mad at me and leave me. Today's topic is, how do you manage being an artist and pursuing your artistic journey with a toxic relationship? Well, the simple answer is you remove the toxicity that is in your relationships. The last thing you want to do is be trying to make pursue something ambitious and all you got is somebody trying to pull you down and talk smack about you and what you don't have, and, you know, talk about what you need to do and just do everything that they can to bring you down. That's not the type of person you want to really be with. It can affect you pretty greatly too. Now you can find yourself really like cussing and fussing. So anyways, it's hard enough, like, literally, it's hard enough to just do the artwork or do all of this work. Just imagine, you know, you're working, you're working $8 to $10 hours a day, or let's say you're going to school for 5 hours a day, then you're working another 7 hours after you get off of school. So that's a total of 12 hours. And then finally, you go back to the house, and it's drama with your family, or it's drama with, you know, your ex-partner is mad at you because you didn't bring them nothing to eat. And we're talking about a grown woman. We're not talking about a working grown woman. And if you're, let's say, if you're a man, and your partner is a toxic female. You know, like that's a real hindrance. You know, it can really bother your ability to be effective in the in whatever it is you're pursuing. I don't care what it is. You know, so it's very important to remove that toxicity. It's easier said than done, though, when you have a connection with someone. Another thing is, if you're somebody like me, you're not really into getting STDs, so you'd want to stay with one person. Ultimately, it's the best thing overall. It's the wisest thing. But you don't want to stay in a connection that's toxic because you have to be in a relationship. You know, you don't have to be in that toxicity. You don't have to put up with somebody who's lazy. You mean to tell me you're mad at me because I didn't bring you food, or I forgot an item, or they didn't get the order right, and you're mad at me over something so small? You know, it's utterly ridiculous. You know, and you get tired of it. You just get tired of it. Like, I can't do the arguing and the fussing and the fighting. It's giving me stress. It's raising my blood pressure. It's causing me to lose sleep. You know, you know I have to be in the bed to get rest, but you call me in the middle of the night because you're bored. It's like, this is stuff. Narcissistic behavior. You're not thinking about your partner. You're not showing love to your partner and not, you know, talking to them when they're at work or when they're asleep. You're bothering them. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when you come back, you know, I had to correct myself on this issue in terms of just, if my partner's asleep, I'm going to let them sleep. If I'm coming home back from work, instead of trying to keep them up, wake them up. This is supportive. This is a supportive environment. And you can keep that person, you know, let your family know, listen, son or daughter or honey, I gotta get this done. If you can help me out while I get this done, I appreciate it. Let them understand that. People appreciate people who understand that them. And it makes for better overall experiences in terms of health and relationships. Love is important. You know, healthy relationships are definitely important on your art journey. And so, but nobody wants to deal with anybody that is like, oh, gotta get past this truck, y'all. Nobody wants to be in a relationship that is one-sided. You know, I'm a Libra, and Libras tend to attract narcissistic, non-empathetic people that are pathetic. Say that again, non-empathetic people that are pathetic. They're good for nothing. They drain you. A relationship is supposed to enrich your life. It's supposed to be something that's like, wow, I love this person. They had so much, they saved me so much time. I get up, my baby has ironed my clothes. She got my towels folded. She got my clothes folded. She done cooked me something for work today. She made me a smoothie for a snack. She got my, she even straightened up my car a little bit. Wow. I know these days we're living in a time where they got the, you know, the women work as hard as the men. You know? And so that's, I believe there's something to that. But I'm not gonna speak too much on it. I just know that it's not, two is better than one. And a family, you know, just imagine you have a family, you have the son or daughter, and the son is helping the father with, say, you know, cleaning out the car and washing the car and fixing it. You know, the daughter is learning how to cook from the mother and helping her cook and prepare food for the family. You know, everybody's working in unison to help benefit each other. You know, those are some of the most healthiest relationships. And then when you have a family business together, you know, this is a family business. You know, each person is kind of works one part of the entire business. everybody's using their best talents towards that business. You know, some one person's talent can be I don't know, writing very well. So that person starts a family blog, you know, that talks about family's business and what the family is doing on a day-to-day basis. You know, writing about it, writing about the processes and everything. Excuse me, it's a fun and exciting thing. There's nothing like being able to have that support system as you go for your dreams. As you go for day in and day out, doing all the hard work and having people to help. Versus you trying to do it all yourself. Very powerful. And that's to all those people that believe that they don't need a woman or they don't need a man. I don't need a sock. I don't need a sock, but I sure do prefer to have them to keep my shoes from getting too smelly. I don't need a cell phone, but I can hold meetings over this phone. If you get in contact with me, I can use it to record video. Because, some relationships make you feel like you're ready to give up. I started to give up. Love and let it go. You want to rock steady all night long. You don't want to be in a situation where it's like, man, I think I'm ready to just hurt myself. This is too damaging, you know. So, all day long, you know, I've dealt with situations where it's just basically me doing all the work. You know, it's basically me attempting to, you know, help the kids with their homework. And I was criticized for that. You know, let me help the kids with, you know what I'm saying? The kid lies to me. Oh, I'm messed up because I'm the one messed up because he lied to me. I can't believe you called him a liar. It's like, yes, it's he lied to me. It's true. It's just like everything I did was just kind of like, this is so much. That person had a lot of pride in it. That's just a personality trait. That they don't want you criticizing anything about themselves or their friend or their children or family. They don't want no criticism, no accountability. No accountability. Talk about a big word. Accountability is the word of the year to me when it comes to modern relationships and dating. You know, but it, when you're pursuing your journey, the last thing you want is somebody that says, yeah, I'll be there at this time to help you set up your little art show, and don't show up. Yeah, I'll be there at a certain time, not on time. Unacceptable. You get what you accept. Repeat that again. You get what you accept. You know, I kind of accepted somebody who was half giving me half of, you know, what they really had for me. You know, you want to make sure you're getting the full amount. I have. Life's hard enough. It's easier when you have somebody who wants to compliment you and be there for you. just go to show you how much things have changed in regards to, you know, I understand how modern women feel, though. You know, they feel as if, well, I work a job, you can work a job. But the thing is they want you to work, they want a man to work and have a good job, but then good benefits and stuff, but then turn around and they don't want to be traditional women, though. You know, they want to be, you know, that's, if it's, I'm okay with a woman working, but, you know, you got to be adding money to the pot, you know. Pay for me to go to Uber sometimes, then, if you're not going to drive me to work or don't have time. You know, take me out to eat sometimes, since you're working. So you gotta take me out every day, just, you know, you work. I work. Let's work it out. Work it out, walk it out. It's just a beautiful thing when you, y'all just figure out ways to add to each other's life. Baby, I need this. Okay, I got you. Okay, baby, I need this too.
No, no, no. I don't have time. I'm tired.
Like, you can't match my work ethic level. You know, or at least meet it. That's a damn, that's a shame. Especially if I'm paying the bill. Some of them, most of them, not all of them. Men don't want to hear excuses. You want to be around relationships where people keep their word. You know, that's important. Keep your word. Word is your bond. Word is your bond. Very important. I've had, previous business partnerships where I've been the one working the whole business, and the other person is sitting back. Like, you need to be doing something too, sir. While I'm working on this blog or this website, I need you to be working on something as well. I pay a guy to clean my car to make sure I'm out there with him. We both get the job done. It's very important. Somebody that's kind of like get done working, and the only thing they have for me is attitude. I'll be done with it. Thing, you don't even really want to be at war with anybody either. You know, sometimes completing an art piece is more. You're finishing this, it doesn't look right. You finish that, it doesn't look right. Sometimes you got Dr. Phil on your shoulder. What are you doing? What's going on? As soon as you make a mistake, he ready to pounce on you. Dr. Phil just representing your the harsh part of yourself that's always criticizing and judging yourself. So, the last thing you want is somebody else that's adding a adding to the stress, adding to the anxiety. It's not a good feeling. I mean, you kind of know when the relationship is toxic. And y'all just may not just fit right. You know? You know, I had all these breakups, it's time to break it up, break it off, I think more than once. Y'all broke up once, they probably need to just go ahead and leave that alone. But, you know. And you gotta ask yourself, how many times do I want to break up with this person? Maybe I need to make some changes myself. Looking in the mirror is what 2021 relationships are all about. Look in the mirror. You know? What are you doing to improve your relationship so you are not end up jumping from person to person every couple of years? That's not healthy. Now you got all this somebody's, energy space inside of yours. That's kind of scary. So it's like you want to be able to make sure that you're not doing something that's pushing people away and making people feel as if you're toxic. I guess I got it. So, I guess it's all in what and how you think about things. Watching my sketch of the Joker. The Joker was pretty creepy. Anyways, yeah, you want healthy relationships. Oh man. Police up ahead. Man, this is crazy. Somebody flew off the side of the interstate. Wow. Hit the curb. That's why you gotta pay attention, man. Man, it got up on the barrier. This car is on top of the barrier, man. I'll be okay. Wow. Guess I didn't like my Joker. I got some unfollows after that Joker sketch. I guess I don't like the Joker like that. I know some people don't like clowns. I guess I should have kept the PG-13. I don't know, man. You post something, it could be your last post. I don't even know how long I'm gonna post on Instagram, y'all. Cause it just seems like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. man. That's unfollowed. I think I'm gonna delete my Instagram actually, because I just don't. I don't know. I just don't see it as being effective. I got one like. I don't know, I ain't gonna get too caught up in it. Everything is pretty much discouraging on social media sometimes. Let's see how people stay away from social media. I have an ex-lover that's a stalker. That'd be one reason to stay away. Somebody stalking him. I used to have an ex that would stalk me all the time. Just talking so much, he went back and looked at one of my old websites. He thought I was, well, she looked at one of my old websites. So much stress. You know, just talking about old relationships, you know they're toxic if your body feels some type of way after talking about it. My body feels some type of way after talking about it. Dang, that's pretty doggone toxic, man. I need to see my therapist. I just talked about an old relationship. The funny part about it is, like, men, when we get a certain age, we really just want our peace. It just comes to the point where we just want some peace. Some peace and quiet, and some comfort, and no fussing and arguing and drama. Just some peace and quiet and some comfort. Sex is not as important as when you're young. When you're a young man, yeah, you want a lot of, you want that a lot, but when you get older, it's just like, where's my books? You know, I'm gonna write a book, I'm gonna write a manga, I wanna write, I wanna write something else, man. So much your peace. Peace. That's all I have to say for today. And make sure you check out the I Have Kratos collection coming July 30th, 2021. It's going to be great. It's on bclarkart.com. Got a nice hats. Available, all over print shirts, well laid out, something real nice to add to your collection. And we are all collectors on some level. And so, as we head into the latter part of this year, latter part of this month, It's gonna be that. Apparently, big social media networks are shadow banning people. So it's a good time to have your own thing going. Good thing to use word of mouth to build your platform. With that being said, I'm out.